management was getting older and a couple of guys are retired, and they come up with taking some of the union people and assisting the foreman. So the union come up with a category of assistant general foreman, but still in the union bracket. And they come up, and you could stay in that position for 3 months. If you stayed longer than 3 months, you'd have to become management. And the company liked that because for the summer relief, they would take people. So they would pick and choose people that worked in all areas of the department. So you had a good knowledge. I was one of the fortunate fellows that I had worked in almost every department. So I would come in and act as an assisting foreman.
And this
And
was a company, a management decision.
Management
They
decision.
decided,
They decided,
you didn't
yes.
apply or anything.
No.
No.
It eventually, I guess it more or less became an appointment. It didn't become a union category, although they put it in and put a wage beside it.
Yeah.
And if anybody wanted to grieve it, I guess you could grieve it because it was in there. But we never seemed to have any problems. I was one of maybe four of us that did it on and off. And because I knew the elevator, and we were just told that we had our instructions. We couldn't force any of the management policies, but they give you a job to do, keep the employees working, you make sure they're working and
You're not
help.
hiring and firing,
You
but
know, hiring and firing,
you are in
but you
charge of
had
making sure the work
charge
gets
of the
done.
work is being done, and the employees are doing their job, and the machines are running, and so it was a good training process because eventually, when the time come. For management, I happened to land one of the manager jobs. There were six managers had attained 40-year seniority, 1984, late 84, going in 85, and they were all retiring. So I had to replace these six. So I was one of six employees that were taken into management. And I remember my first day, we went to, they had an ingoing, outgoing party for the new management people going coming in, and the manager at the time come into the room, and he says, "I want to meet this. I want to speak to the six new employees, management people in this other room." So we were having supper, so we went into this other room, and he walked into the room. He said, "I'm going to give you a little bit of advice about management." He said to us, "You look after the troops, and the troops will look after you." And he walked out of the room. That's all he said to us.
Who was the person who said this?
Actually, it was my father. He
Your
was a
father.
general
So he was the
manager.
general
He was,
manager of
and
all over all the
of
terminals
all the
here.
terminals, and I've never forgotten that.
So John Mallon told you
He
what
told
was
all of us,
what?
yeah. He says, "If you want to succeed in management, you look after the troops and looks at the troops." And we talked to him after about that when he said that, and he says, "You know, you're now management. You don't do any of the work. The employees do the work. Let them do the work, and you do your job as managing and." They know what they're doing. They're all good employees, and